Through us, there. Shout it loud, hallelujah.
I'd like you to raise up your two hands and sing this song loud and clear as you enter into this very important Bible study. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, let me hear the sister sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, let's hear the brothers singing it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God. Everybody together now, let's sing it loud and clear. Blessed. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised, I'm adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Right there where you are tonight, I want you to prepare your heart. As you raise up your right hand and say this prayer loud and clear, declare this louder than anyone around you. Say, I shall trample upon every serpent and scorpion assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. I shall trample upon the serpent and scorpions assigned against my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. I will praise your holy name for your people you have specially brought together here. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, tonight, lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding. By the time we leave this gathering, let men and women know that we have encountered the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Is there anybody here who wants to live an extraordinary life? Let me hear you shouting amen. Extraordinary life. A life outside the ordinary. And so what you want to study here is attitude for extraordinary living. And our memory verse is in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 13. Let's all read it loud and clear. Let's go. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be believed. If thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Let's look at the introduction. Attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude is defined as a manner of acting that shows one inward thoughts and feelings. Attitude also means your outlook. Your disposition. Your mental state. Your mindset. Your attitude, more than your aptitude, determines your altitude in life. Success in life is not dependent on what happens to you, but on what you make out of it. Not where you are, but who you are. Not what you do, but how you do it. What a person perceives as a stepping stone, or what a person regards as a dismal failure, another person regards it as a definite challenge. They say the fire that melts the wax or the candle. They say hardens the egg. What makes you or breaks you is not outside of you, but inside of you. Attitude. There has never been anything that can be so powerful as a person's attitude. And there has never been anything that can be as devastating as your attitude. No matter how intelligent you are, how brilliant you are, if your attitude is bad, you will get into trouble. No matter how hard working you are, how intelligent you are, how smart you are, if you are working in a place of work and your attitude is bad, your boss will prefer somebody who is less talented than yourself. Those with good attitude,
They find opportunity in every difficulty.
For
those with bad attitudes,
they
find difficulty in every opportunity. Anything you give them today, they won't know how to sit down and resolve it. They always look for trouble. And such people create problems for everybody. I pray the Lord will sanitize our attitude. When some people are passing through tough time, they are passing through obstacles, they're facing with a positive attitude. But others that are passing through the same thing, they fall flat because of negative outlook. Your attitude will either attract success or push success away from
you.
This is the part of what we are studying. This is for you to be able to understand that your attitude is a choice.
Lara idi ta bi nse ayewo eko yi ni pe iya re o gbodo mo pe ohun te eyan le yan ni.
Happiness is a choice.
Inu didun eyan lo ma yan fura re.
You can decide to be happy no matter what's going on around you.
Ohun yohun to le ma sele layika re, o le pinu pe ninu re inu temi yo ma dun ni.
And you may decide that the environment will condition your happiness. It's your decision.
Bakan ewe o se se fun eniyan lati pinu pe ohun to nsele layika ohun.
We are all individually responsible for what we do with our lives. So our attitude towards life determines how good we are going to live our life. Our future looks bright when our attitude is right, and it makes our future more enjoyable too. Listen to me well tonight. More than any other factor, the condition of your attitude will determine your relationship with other people. It will determine whether you can turn a problem into a blessing. It determines whether you can become a victim of defeat or a student of success. Any small problem, sometimes people fall apart. When the Lord started the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, many preachers, they climbed their pulpits and preached outrightly against us. They criticized the prayers we are praying. They said we are praying wrong prayers. So we
are
asking people to die. They did all kinds of things. But we just focused and went on with what we're doing. And it's very, very interesting. Where I live now, there are almost 7 churches scattered around. On Friday, most of them old Naivijis. The one here is calling prayer point. Mountain of Fire Prayers. Even the Anglican church down the line that is holding IBG is calling prayer points.
Anglican
as the Redeemed Christian Church of God sign around the line, that one is calling the prayer points too. And all of them. And I used to enjoy hearing it all over the place. But when we started, it wasn't like that. And you know, it's not easy to be a lone ranger. It's not easy to sing solo.
ko rorun lati ma korin adako
since you have to hide inside the choir and be singing
o rorun lati darapo mo awon egbe akorin keyan si sapa mo labe won be ko ma korin
determines your success
iya to ba ko si nkan ni yo pinu aseyori re
when they shouted blind Bartimaeus down shut up
nigba ti won kiwe mo Bartimaeus aboju palu mo
if it's somebody with a negative attitude
o ba je enikan to je iya to nko si nkan o dara ni
I want to come to my with that attitude it would die a blind man
pelu ru iha be yo ku la foju
when the mother of Samuel
nigbati iya Samuel
Hannah
arabirin Hannah
went to the temple to pray
to lo sinu temple lati gbadura
she was praying seriously
o ngbadura kikan
but the priest saw her
alufa siri
and say woman
se pe wo obirin
yi for how long are you going to be drunken
o ti yo abo ti muti pe to
take away your wine from you
mo wine da ku lodo re
if she was a person with a negative attitude
o ba je eru eni ti ato nko si nkan o dara ni
you old foolish man
wo baba gba ode yi
and you call yourself a pastor
o ti pe ra re loluso agutan
can't you see
oriran ni
maybe they say you people see vision can't you see that I'm praying
sebe anle yara bi ti e ma riran iwo ori padura ni mo ngba ni
if she had displayed that attitude
bo ba fi ru iha be han
the prayer that Eli prayed for her would not have come out
adura ti Eli gba fun
koni jade o se no my lord
mo pe oluwa mi be ko
say I'm a woman sorely troubled
obinrin onirobinu je okan ni mi
so I'm praying to have a son
mo gbadura lati bi mo ni
and the man said
alufa se pe
be it to you
ki ori fo
according to your words
gege bi ebe re
and it was so
o ti ri be
so our attitude has a lot to do
iha ta ko si nkan o ni se
in what happens to our lives
pelu ti yo sele si aye wa
attitude can mean the difference between success and failure
iya ti eniyan ko si nkan o le je ohun ni yo so iyato to wa laarin aseyori ati ikuna
I've been born again for many years now
o ti pe odun melo kan ti mo ti de atun bi bayi
what I've found
ohun ti mo kesi
many people are not far from a life of joy and success
ni pe opolopo eniyan ni igbe aye ayo ati aseyori o jina si
just a few adjustments in their life will make their life come loud and clear into the school of success
ti won ba se atunse die ninu aye won yo bo sinu aseyori ati inu didun lopolopo
but many are not ready to do that adjustment they prefer to point accusing fingers you did this you did that you did this you did that you did that
gbon polopo se tan lati se awon atunse yi o te won lorun lati ma da ebi fun awon elomiran iwo lo se leyi iwo lo fatohun iwo lo se ti bi iwo lo se tohun
so your attitude is much more important than you realize
nitori be iya to nko si nkan o se pataki ju bo ti ka si lo
the most important thing about you
ohun lo to se pataki julo nipa re
your attitude is more important than your education
iya to nko si nkan o se pataki ju eko to ka lo
it's more important than your past
o se pataki ju ojo ana re
it's more important than your beauty or handsomeness
o se pataki ju ewa re lo
it's more important than your money
o se pataki ju owo to ni lo
your attitude is more important than the skills you have
iya to nko si nkan o se pataki ju ogbon to ni ni di amun to nse lo
this is a very serious matter
oro to le ni oro yi
and this is why we're starting with this kind of study
idi ni e ta fi bere pelu idanileko yi
attitude
iha
attitude
iha
what some people will see and will make them stronger
o telo miran ari ti yo fi dalagbara
so some people will say they will break down and scatter completely
le lo miran yo ri yo wo pale yo si fo pete pete
break down and scatter completely
yo wo pale yo si fo pete pete
I pray that the Lord
mo gbadura pe oluwa
of hosts
awon mogun
will help us
yo ran wa lowo
to understand
lati moye
how to move in the right attitude
ti a se le ma rin ninu iya to to
that will bring us success.
Ti o mu aseyori de ba wa.
Look at your outline again.
Ewe we ti nbe lowo yi.
Hard facts about attitude.
Awon otito oro nipa iha.
So there is one difference amongst human beings.
Iya to kan lo nbe laarin awon eniyan.
That always make a big difference.
Si man saba mu iyipada nla wa.
That little difference is attitude.
Iya to kekere ohun ni iha.
The big difference is whether your attitude is positive or negative.
Iya to nla ibe ni boya iya to nko si nkan rere ni tabi iha buburu
and the hard fact number 1
That your actions and attitudes reflect who you really are.
Act
factor number two. Says that life itself is a battle of attitudes.
Your attitude
can make or break you.
It
can heal or hurt you.
It
can make you friends or make you enemies.
It
can make you happy or make you miserable.
It
can make you a success or a failure. Your attitude.
It
can cause all this for you. These are things you should note. Three, there is power in attitude. It will determine how far you go. Four, your attitude is reveals the real you. Reveals the real you. Your attitude is more important than facts. Circumstances. What others say. Your past. Your education. Your money. Your attitude is more important.
Six.
Your attitude represents your disposition. And seven. The reason you have a bad attitude
is
because you have a bad attitude inside of you. If you see anyone who says, I'm always thinking evil, I'm always thinking evil, the simple answer is that the person is evil. If your attitude is bad, it starts from the inside. Number eight, your attitude determines the success and failure of every relationship in your
life.
It is not good for somebody not to be able to get along with anybody.
Kodara keni yokonwa kodi kwe poti ewa si alajoro.
You live with this one, you fight the person. Oba ele
kwe po ijani.
Live with that one, you fight the person.
Oba to unja.
Live with that one, you fight the person.
Otu kwe po ele lomiro ele ejatuka. Oba ele lomiro be etunja tuka no ni.
And when some want to fight, they lose every sense of shame.
Nigba te lomiro ba si vejare yo so gbogbo itiju nu.
A pastor friend of mine said he was going on ministerial visit. As he was passing at the front of the house, he found one of his church members fighting another person. He had thought that on seeing pastor, the woman would stop fighting. But the fight continued in spite of the presence of the pastor. My friend answered, he stood there and said, sister so-and-so. Why are you fighting here? The woman turned to the pastor and said, sir, this is not church. This is our street. When we get to church, you can talk, but here now, it's our street. Attitude. Can't get on with people.
Oh, le ba wo eniyan se po.
Nah.
Ikeson,
your attitude is always your choice.
Ihare ni gbogbo igba ohun to ba yan ni.
You choose your attitude.
Iwo lo yan iru iha to ko si nkan.
Sometimes you know if somebody has a radio.
Nigba mi ran je mo pe beyan ba ni ero asoro magbesi.
He is trying to get a station.
To si fe gbo agbegbe kan tabi ile ise kan.
Sometimes just a little twist is all you need.
Ohun to nilo nigba miran ni ko rora yi die.
And you get a station loud and clear.
O wa gbo ile ise to fe gbo o gbo rekete.
You twist it too fast.
But to ba yi ju bo se ye lo.
You go past where you want.
Yo koja ibi to ti fe to fe gbo.
And then you have to come back again.
Wa tun wa pada seyin.
So that fine tuning, that little thing you need to change.
Kin ti tun se die.
It's our attitude.
Only our
some.
Hello,
they have very low survival spirit. Anything they just give up.
Give
so quickly. And they get tired of everything so quickly. They have no staying power. Some people, anytime there's a problem, they start drinking. Some will be quarreling with everybody. Some will be shouting on everybody in the house. Some people, immediately they have problems, you can see it written all over their face that there is a problem. Some will lock themselves up, they will refuse to come out. And do you know that there are marriages where the husband and wife, they are living in the same house for 3 weeks, they don't talk. 3 weeks. And they're sleeping on the same bed. The man climbs the bed, he faces one corner, the woman climbs the bed, he faces another
corner.
When they wake up, the husband will do his quiet time differently, the woman will do his quiet time differently, they cook their food differently, and they go to work. It's a question of attitude. And there are some people, they feel that in life, the way to settle anything is just aggression, is just to fight it out. And this is very, very sad. We are the Mountain of Fire Church somewhere. And a pastor's wife, he felt that the pastor was befriending one girl in the church. And she came to the service and waited for the sermon to start. She rushed to the front, carried the bell they used to stop prayer, smash it on the husband's head in the full glare of the congregation, smash it on the pulpit, then look for the girl around, give the girl serious beating. That was how everybody went to him that day. And everybody just went away. And that was the end of Mountain of Fire in that town. But because by next Sunday, nobody came to church again. The church where pastor's wife is using bell to hit the head of the pastor and break pulpit. So we had to relaunch back into that city. And this is a question of attitude.
Oro ihata nso na ni
attitude.
Iha.
People come to Mountain of Fire.
Awon eniyan ma wa sori oke na ati se yanu.
Don't know that the power of God has no respect for where you sit.
Wo mo pe agbara Olorun o bowo fun bi te eyan ba joko si.
If the power of God wants to start a prayer, you could decide to go to the back. You could decide to go to one of the outside auditorium by the canal, or the auditorium by the breakthrough clinic. It may not start where you are sitting.
But
some people display the kind of attitude that is so bad. And that does not help at all. I pray once again that the Lord will sanitize our attitude so that we can become the kind of people God wants us to become. Peter was not a perfect person. But there was one good thing about Peter. He was a broken man. A broken man. And that attitude of brokenness in Peter made him to be the head of the apostles. He was a broken man. Anytime he made mistakes and they pointed out his mistakes, he breaks down and cries. Say, Peter, I tell you. Say, Simon.
Simoni.
So before the cock crows, you deny me 3 times.
Ki akuko to ko o se mi le meta.
No way.
Ah, go le
se. The world denies me, not me.
Bi gbo aye ba ti se o emi o le se o.
By the time he denied Jesus, the Bible says he went out and cried bitterly. He was a broken man. No wonder, anywhere you, if you read the Acts of Apostles, all those verses where the Holy Ghost fell upon people, Peter was
there.
God was able to use him. Many of us are too proud for God to use. Many of us were too madam for God to use us. We need to be demadamed. Some are too arrogant
for the
power of God to come into their lives. And that is the attitude God does not want. What are the attitudes that can make you win in the battle of life? What are the attitudes for extraordinary living? The first one there in that paper is your affirmation. You must affirm that I desire to succeed. I have the ability to succeed. I can make it. I can find a job. I have the ability in me that can do what I'm supposed to do. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ,
you know,
who strengthened me. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Can I hear you roaring it like thunder? Immediately you begin to say, I cannot do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Then problem comes. Because I say you cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. The second winning attitude is that you must believe. You must believe that you can make it. Three. The third attitude is commitment. What you are doing, do it with commitment. The Bible says, whatsoever you have found to do, do it with all thy might. Are you singing? Sing it with commitment. You play an instrument, play with commitment. You are in prayer warrior, be committed. Anything you are doing, commit yourself to it. The fourth thing is you must dare to try. Learn to take holy risks. If you sit down, you don't try anything, nothing will happen. The white man says nothing ventured, nothing gained. Don't try anything, nothing will happen. The white man also says you never know what you can do until you try. When David appeared as a small boy at that war front, he was willing to try.
Oh, Satan, lati gbiyanju.
And he tried.
O si gbiyanju.
And he succeeded.
O si se aseyori.
But if he never picked up the stones,
mo baba ye pe ko sa awon okuta won yen.
He never even tried to throw it at Goliath.
Ki o ti gbiyanju lati le mo Goliath.
He never would have known.
Ko ni mo.
That the power of God can pick that stone.
Pe agbara Olorun le ki okuta na mo le.
And guide it like a guided missile.
Ko si tokun re gege bi ado oloro ta nsa tokun re.
Look at the only space Goliath had. And send it through it. Must try. Don't give up like that in a hurry.
Ma sorry, ti ba yen na.
Next point is you must educate yourself. Don't take shortcut like some people are taking. Some try to avoid hard years of study. They don't want to do serious study. They just want to get everything at a platter of gold. That's why you find plenty of people in the campus who want you just want to sleep with lecturers to pass. They don't want to read. And when they come out, you wonder whether there are people finished from secondary school, let alone university. You wonder, say, did these people go to school at all? This is why you must educate yourself.
Properly.
Next point is that you must find your talent.
What
God has deposited into you to make you great. Bring it up to the surface.
Okay.
Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you. Stir it up.
Paul told Timothy,
stir it up. Unto every life, God has planted something to make them great. The next one is you must give it all you have. The people who really succeed are people who give extra effort and push beyond what people think they can do. You push. Not spoiling yourself. Not pampering yourself. Push. That's another attitude you need to have. Hope. Another winning attitude.
That is,
you don't give up. You never quit. You just begin, you rely on that hope. Next point. You must have an inspired imagination. You imagine that which the Lord wants it to be. You begin to imagine you arriving at the top, you having peace, you having prosperity. Then the next attitude is to knock out depression. Discouragement, depression, knock them out of your life. Push them out of your spirit, man. And the last attitude there is that you have to decide that you must succeed. These are winning attitudes. And no matter how prayerful you are, if your attitude is bad, you will not be able to get your way forward. We move on. The greatest enemy of ultimate success is fear. Over a period of time, beloved, 7 basic fears have been identified. And these 7 fears have negative impact on our attitude in life. Let's quickly look at these 7 fears. 1. The fear of criticism. Some people are afraid that he will be criticized. Because you are afraid that what you are doing may be wrong and somebody will criticize it. Therefore, you do nothing. The only person who will not be criticized is the person who did nothing. They will criticize you, then you take the criticism, look at it. If they are right, correct yourself. If they are wrong, forget it.
Wọ́n á pẹ́ gan rẹ̀ àbí kán bẹ ẹnu àtẹ́lù ọ́. Ìwọ ó wàá jókòó, ó ṣe àtúpalẹ̀ ohun tí wọ́n sọ. Ṣé òtítọ́ ni? Ó bá jẹ́ òtítọ́ ni, ó ṣàtúnṣe. Ó bá fẹ́ sì jẹ́ pé irọ́ ni wọ́n ń pa ni, ó tẹ̀síwájú nínú ohun tó ń ṣe.
The second fear is the fear of loss of liberty.
Ìkejì ni ìbẹ̀rù pé ènìyàn yóò pàdánù òmìnira rẹ̀.
If I become too serious now.
Bí n bá múra sí kinní jù.
I don't know where it will land me.
Mi ò máa mọ ibi tí yóò gbé mi dé.
I don't know where it will land me.
Mi ò mọ ibi tí yóò gbé mi dé.
I don't want to. I don't know where it will land me.
Mi ò mọ ibi tí ọ̀rọ̀ yóò kángun sí o.
And it's very sad.
Ó sì ba nínú jẹ́.
One major thing that makes me unhappy.
Ohun kan tó máa ń sábà jẹ́ kí inú mi bàjẹ́.
Is the role some of the parents who come to this church are playing on the life of the youth.
Ni irú ipa tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn òbí tó ń wá síbí tí wọ́n ń kó lórí ayé àwọn ọ̀dọ́.
When their children were not going to church, they were writing prayer requests to Gio. Gio, please pray. This child is not going to church. This child is not praying.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọmọ wọn ò lọ ilé ìjọsìn, wọ́n ń kọ lẹ́tà sí alábòjútó ìjọ, ẹjọ́ o, ẹ bá wa gbàdúrà o, ọmọ yóò gbàdúrà, ọmọ yóò lọ ilé ìjọsìn.
Now those children are going to the youth church.
Nísinsìnyí, àwọn ọmọ náà wá ń lọ sí ìjọ àwọn ọ̀dọ́.
They are becoming serious.
Wọ́n ti ń múra gírí.
They are removing their lipstick, removing their attachment and throwing it away.
Wọ́n yọ ọ̀dà ète wọn, wọ́n yọ yẹ́wúyẹ́wú orí wọn, wọ́n ń da gbogbo ẹ̀ nù.
The same parent who was saying, hey, they are not going to church, oh, hey, please pray, oh.
Òbí tó ń ké gbàjarè, wọn ò gbàdúrà o, wọn ò lọ ilé ìjọsìn o, ẹ jọ wẹ gbàdúrà ràn wá lọ́wọ́ o.
It's not say, ah.
Òun ló tún ní, ah.
You are becoming too serious.
Ilé ìtura ti wá ń pọ̀ ju o.
Ah.
Kí ló dé?
Why is your hearing?
Yẹrí etí rẹ dà.
Why is your attachment?
Ọ̀yẹ́wúyẹ̀wò orí rẹ dà.
Why is your paint?
Ọ̀dà etí rẹ dà.
Why is this?
Ìbò lélẹ̀ wa.
The same parent.
Òbí kan náà.
Very terrible attitude.
Ìhà tó burú jáì.
Fear of loss of liberty.
Ìbẹ̀rù pípàdánù òmìnira.
Three.
Ìkẹta.
The fear of poverty.
Ìbẹ̀rù ìṣẹ́.
Fear of poverty.
Ìbẹ̀rù ìṣẹ́.
Makes people to become criminals.
A mú kí àwọn ènìyàn kí wọ́n di ọ̀daràn.
Make other people to be looking for what they should not be looking for.
A mú kí ẹlòmíràn kó máa fi gàngàn fa ohun tọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ ò tó.
Make some people to start stealing.
Yóò mú kí ẹlòmíràn kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí jalè.
The fear of poverty.
Ìbẹ̀rù ìṣẹ́.
The fourth is the fear of death.
Ìkẹrin ni ìbẹ̀rù ikú.
The fifth is the fear of loss of love.
Ìkarùn ni pípàdánù ìfẹ́.
The sixth is the fear of ill health and physical pain.
Ìkẹfà ni ìbẹ̀rù àìlera àti ìrora nípa ti ara.
And the seventh is the fear of old age.
Ìkeje ni ìbẹ̀rù ọjọ́ ogbó.
The fear of old age.
Ìbẹ̀rù ọjọ́ ogbó.
And this is a major fear that many people have.
Eléyìí jẹ́ ìbẹ̀rù ńlá tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ní.
And it affects their attitude.
Ó sì ń dààmú ìhà tí wọ́n ń kọ sí nǹkan.
I pray once again.
Mo gbàdúrà lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
That the Lord will sanitize our attitude.
Ọlọ́run yóò fọ ìhà wa mọ́.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Now in concluding this teaching.
Láti kásẹ̀ ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí lẹ́.
How do we develop the ultimate success attitude?
Báwo la ṣe lè mú kí ìhà àṣeyọrí tó tayọ kó dàgbà sókè?
How do you develop that positive attitude all the days of your life?
Báwo la ṣe lè mú kí irú ìhà tó dára yìí kó wà nínú ayé wa ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé wa?
Number one is to get to know God personally and intimately through the scriptures.
Ohun ìkíní ni kí ènìyàn wá láti mọ Ọlọ́run tìkára rẹ̀ pẹ́kípẹ́kí nípasẹ̀ ìwé mímọ́.
When you say you know a person.
Nígbà tó o bá sọ pé o mọ ènìyàn kan.
Knowledge of a person has different levels.
Mímọ ènìyàn ó ní ipele.
Different levels.
Ipele dé ipele.
And this is where some of us get it all wrong.
Ibi tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ti ń ṣí sí rèé.
When you say you know a person.
Nígbà tó o bá ló mọ ènìyàn.
The knowledge has levels.
Mímọ ènìyàn ó ní ipele.
Because for example now.
Nítorí fún àpẹẹrẹ báyìí.
Many will say they know the head of state.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ lè sọ pé àwọn ọmọ ààrẹ orílẹ̀-èdè.
Whereas they don't really know him.
Lóòótọ́ wọn ò sì mọ́ o.
Not knowing God is a major cause of many problems.
Àìmọ Ọlọ́run, òun ló sábà ń ṣe okùnfà ìṣòro púpọ̀.
Many claim, I know the head of state now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni mo mọ ààrẹ orílẹ̀-èdè kan.
The I know the head of state that some of us are saying we have only seen his picture.
Gbogbo mo mọ ààrẹ orílẹ̀-èdè yìí, àwòrán rẹ̀ lásán la rí.
That is one knowledge of one level of knowledge.
Ìpele mímọ̀ kan nìyẹn.
Just see the picture.
riri aworan re.
Many of you now, if you see the picture of the Pope in the newspaper, you say, this is the Pope, but this is just a picture, you know.
Elomiran be ba ri ninu iwe iroyin bayi Pope e so aworan le ri e si le ti mo.
But there are some people who are a bit closer than that.
Ṣugbọn awọn kan wa ti won sunmo ju bayen lo.
They have seen him physically.
Won ti ri loju koroju.
They didn't talk to him, but they have seen him physically.
Won ba soro ṣugbọn won ti ri loju koroju.
That's another level of knowledge.
Ipele imo kan tun niyan.
Then there are some.
Awọn kan tun wa
who have met and spoken to him.
Ti won ti ba pade, ti won si ti jo soro.
Those ones are closer still.
Awọn yen na tun sunmo si.
Then there are some people who are members of his cabinet in government.
Awọn kan tun wa ti won je igbimo re, ti won jo nse ise ijoba.
Those are still closer.
Awọn yen na tun sunmo.
Then there are some who are his friends.
Awọn kan wa, won je ore re.
Those ones are closer too.
Awọn yen na tun sunmo si.
Then you have his closest friends.
How to ri awọn okori ko sun ore re.
Those are closer still.
Awọn yen na tun sunmo.
Then he has relatives.
O lawọn ibatan.
Those are closer than the one who's just seen the picture in the newspaper.
Awọn yen tun sunmo ju awọn tun ri aworan re lo inu iwe iroyin.
Then his children, his wife and his children.
Iyawo re atawọn ọmọ re awọn yen na tun wa nbe.
His children are close to him too.
Awọn ọmọ re na sunmo.
But then he has a wife. That wife is closest to him.
Ṣugbọn o tun ni iyawo yi si sunmo ju.
You can see the different level of knowledge.
E wa ri oniruru ipele mimọ yi.
So this is how it is.
O ti ri ni hen.
When you say I know God, I know God. Man of God.
Mo mo Olorun, mo mo Olorun.
The breeze is just blowing past your head.
Gbogbo gbogbo nu wa afefe re kan fe gba ori wa ni.
You don't see me. You don't know him at all.
A mo rara.
You need an intimate knowledge of God for you to have a good attitude.
O nilo lati mo Olorun timo timo ko to le ni iru iya to to.
Some people have to pray for 3 hours.
Awọn kan nilo lati gbadura fun wakati meta.
Before God can talk to them in a dream, he shows you how far you are.
Ki Olorun o te le ba won soro loju ala yo fi won pe o jina si.
Some people will abandon their room.
Awọn kan yo pa yara won ti.
Take molu e whatever and run to the mountain.
Wa wo molu e aboko miran wa si sure lo sori oke.
To go and meet God who is everywhere on a mountain.
Lati lo ba Olorun to je pe ibi gbogbo lo wa lori oke na ti ma pade re.
God who refuse to talk to you in your bedroom, you go to look for him in a mountain.
Olorun to ko ti o ba soro ni yara ibusun re ti o wa ba soro lori oke.
He shows you how close you are to him.
O fi won bo se sunmo to.
Some when they have dream until the prophet sits down and begin to interpret that dream, is then they know that what it means.
Awọn kan wa bi won ba lala afigba ti woli kan ba joko to wa ti won ro ala won fun to wa nso tumo re ki won to le mo ti ala na ti mo ti.
Your own level of closeness.
O bi won ipele si sunmo to.
There are some people, they don't, those dreams, they don't have dreams, they have visions.
Awọn kan wa awọn ki si ala ni won nla iran ni won ma nri.
Vision, they see visions.
Wa ri iran.
And in the school of visions, there are many kinds of vision.
Ninu ile eko iran tire oniruru iran lo wa.
Some close their eyes as they are praying.
Awọn kan wa diju ni bi won tin gbadura.
They will see.
Wa ri.
They are visionaries too.
Ari iran ni won.
Some open their eyes like this.
Awọn kan yo yaju kale bayi.
They're not closing it.
Won diju o.
All of a sudden.
Lojiji.
They don't see anybody again.
Won to ni re eyan kankan.
They begin to see the vision of heaven.
Wa ma ri iran run.
Those are some people like that.
Awọn kan wa be.
There are some people.
Awọn kan wa.
When they begin to prophesy.
Nigba ti won ba bere se so ato so tele.
They are vibrating and shaking.
Won ma gbon pepe gbon
ri. Everywhere will be shaking. The bench will be shaking.
Aga yo ma mi.
And there are some people.
Gba awọn kan wa.
They fold their 2 legs.
Wa ka wo mo ra.
And they begin to prophesy.
Won si ma so ato tele.
But there are some other people.
Awọn kan si tun wa.
They talk to God as friends.
Won ma ba Olorun soro bi ore.
Like Moses.
Bi ti Moses.
Like Ananias.
Bi ti Ananias.
This is a serious matter.
Oro to le ni oro yi.
We need to get intimate with God.
Anilo lati sunmo Olorun timo timo.
Some God will come and show them their wives to be in a dream or in a vision.
Elomiran Olorun yo fi iyawo ti yo fe han loju ala abi loju ran.
God will give them names, description, everything.
Olorun yo so oruko, apejuwe ati ohun gbogbo fun won.
You must know God intimately.
O gbodo mo Olorun timo timo.
To know God intimately.
Lati mo Olorun bayen.
There are 2 other things you must do.
Awon kan meji miran wa to tun gbodo se.
You must love him.
O gbodo feran re.
You must obey him.
O si gbodo gboro si lenu.
You must love him.
O gbodo feran re.
You must obey him.
O si gbodo gboro si lenu.
Love him.
O gbodo feran re.
You obey him.
O si gboro si lenu.
When love breaks down, it is communication that will first disappear. Those who love God, they love talking to Him. They are prayer addicts. It's like two lovers. They talk
on the phone.
Say, my credit has finished. Let me buy another one. You like talking.
It's
you love God. You be a prayer addict. Then you obey Him. Listen, beloved. The Bible is a book of commandment, not suggestions. The Bible does not offer advices and suggestions. The Bible does not offer opinions. The Bible commands us. When you know God, when you love God, when you love Him, God's hands will be upon you. And it will color everything that you do. That's the first key towards a positive attitude. Know God. You say, move nigh to me, and I will move nigh to you. So, but if you go away from me,
say,
I will go farther away from you. So, if you are the kind, you will commit sin. Father, I'm sorry, forgive me. Second day, the same sin again. Father, forgive me. Third time, the same sin again. Father, forgive me. Heavens will transfer your name to the book of the unserious. And they won't take you seriously again. Get to know God personally. Two. You must nurse a burning desire to attain your goal. Burning desire. A rugged determination to succeed. Three. You must keep a close association with people who inspire good things in your life. Keep destiny promoting companions. Any friend that does not inspire holiness in your life, drop them. Any friend that anytime you visit the friend, you go deeper and deeper into sin, drop it. Anybody that says he wants to marry you, and anytime the person sees you, all he wants is to pet, to kiss, to romance, no Bible, no prayer. You are marrying a serpent already.
Anytime to balo befe, so ya kwe wuko bate bati wapo, yo po paulara, yo fenu kwalenu, el komashere feni koni, kosibibeli kosadura, ejolo befe.
Move with people who will move your destiny forward. The Bible says, he who moves with the wise shall
be a
fool destroyed. Four. Obey the biblical injunction for living.
Say,
for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Be a Bible addict. Live your life by the Bible. Five. I have a profound recognition of mankind's continual utilization of individuals' privileges. And this privilege given to you, make sure you use it well. Don't be an opportunity failure. And six, be patient. Change the attitude of impatience.
Iha
Some people are always in a hurry. So restless. No patience at all. And it's a serious problem. And last but not the least, you must rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. In conclusion, a positive attitude is the ability to remain optimistic in uncertain times.
It's the
ability to see challenges as opportunities.
It's
the ability to see setbacks as temporary inconvenience.
It's the
ability to welcome changes.
It's
ability to have a posture that is not upset by surprises.
It is
therefore important
to have a
positive attitude always.
Once
that attitude is negative,
it's a
serious problem.
We
were in the plane one
day. I was in
that plane too.
And
the plane ran into serious turbulence.
The plane
was shaking up and down.
The body
of the plane was
vibrating. There
was one man at the back.
He said,
"Bastard!
Mali.
Who is he calling a bastard?"
The
pilot. As if the pilot is the one that created the storms and the wind that has
blowing. Anytime the
plane shakes, say, "Bastard!
Bastard! Bastard!
Bastard!"
There's
another fellow at the front.
When the
plane started a little bit,
he said,
"Can I have another bottle of beer, please?" Unbeliever. Drinking beer. Eventually, the turbulence
ceased.
And the plane landed. The man shouting, "Bastard," at the back. "So you this one. Plane.
Balu.
It's behaving funny. You are drinking alcohol."
Oh, Shebacon, or Tilo Timu.
You want to see that man sitting under?
Well, I'm going to America.
How's that going to look at you?
Look at that, look at you.
No, I know that this is here.
You know,
this plane will land.
Okay, my wallet, no.
That's why he was drinking his alcohol.
He didn't get home, he moved here on the show.
And he could not be bothered.
But he down Lamo.
You can see the attitude.
Every year, major Toto.
One man was almost dying at the back.
He got very cool.
Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. My Father,
Baba, me
inspire my life.
Missy, aye, me.
For the next level.
Fun ipele to kan.
The Bible said the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding.
Ibele ko mi si oga ogo lo fun won ni oye.
My Father,
Baba mi,
inspire my life,
aye mi,
for the next level.
Fun ipele to kan.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask for the inspiration. That
strength.
Inspire my life for the next life. Thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Say, bitter water, flow out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Bitter water, flow out of my life.
Masikatenda kaya boshende raba. Derika sepende kaya boshende raba kaya. Aha aha aha. Bitter water.
Oh, let you go.
Flow out of my life.
God, daddy, go. I hear me.
Jesus' name we pray.
Blood
of Jesus. Sanitize my attitude.
For
in the name of Jesus, we are
out and declare.